Thank you for the opportunity to speak on this motion today. Or maybe it's more accurate to say thank you for the opportunity to shout into the void once again, because that's really what it feels like trying to have a discussion on this topic with this government. And with all previous Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments, to be honest, who have unfortunately allowed rents to soar exponentially over the last decade. But we are truly at a crisis point now, and I cannot stress enough the urgency of the matter. The situation for renters at the moment is truly shocking. Failed housing policies have created generation rent, who do not have the option to buy their own home as a result of being forced into the rental sector. However, with a significant reduction of rental properties available and with the price of these new properties skyrocketing, people have been left abandoned with literally nowhere to go. It is very clear that the government's two recent rent caps are not working. None of the government policies are working. How many different ways must this be pointed out before it is finally accepted? We have had discussion after discussion in this House, stating the same thing over and over again, but nothing seems to be getting through, and the people in this country are starting to lose hope. We have watched rent report after rent report come out over the last few months, outlining the exact same sad reality. Rent is rising, government policy isn't working, and something needs to be done now. The latest report being the RTB rent index mentioned in this motion, which shows new rents have increased by 9% statewide in the last 3 months of 2021. The index showed that in my constituency of Donegal, rents for new tenancies have increased by a massive 16.6%. We have seen the recent DAF.ie report, which showed that overall rents increased in Donegal by an astonishing 24.3%, the highest rise in rent nationally. Week after week, I have people in my constituency office in dire situations, unable to afford to buy, but unable to find the rent either. I have seen families unable to meet the rising cost of living and struggling to hold on to their homes. I have seen young people forced to put their life on hold, with many not seeing any hope of ever living independently in the foreseeable future. I have seen people nearing retirement age worried about how they will continue to make rent repayments once they take a dip in their income. I have seen mega families paying mortgages on crumbling houses while trying to come up with rent money on top of this. But yet then we see that Airbnb has grown exponentially in the county and nothing has been done in relation to actually enforcing those Airbnb properties to be actual rental properties for citizens. As a board member of the North West Simon community, I have sadly seen the shocking rise of homelessness in our region, which doesn't even take into account the incredible number of hidden homelessness across Donegal. In a single week in March, 97 individuals in the North West were provided with emergency accommodation. This included 62 single adults and 13 families comprising 15 adults and 20 child dependents. And these are only the people that actually come towards the services. We're not talking about the people who are couch surfing or anything like that that aren't included in any of the figures that the government talks about. There is no justifying the situation. No child should ever have to face homelessness. The state has failed these families, and we should all feel very ashamed when hearing these statistics. Because the truth is that this is not just a statistic. This is real life and real people. They should be treated with respect and with dignity, and not as another number on yet another homelessness report. Where is the compassion of this government? Where is the empathy for our constituents who are literally pleading for help? It gives me no joy to stand here and relay these stories and statistics to you. It should not have to be done, and the people of Donegal and Ireland deserve so much better than this, and we shouldn't have to do it now and again and again and again before it'll actually sink in.